We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach to discuss the sugya of Mavriach Ari. I saw a number of interesting shailas around the sugya. One shaila I saw is there was a lawyer once sitting in his office with a client who came to see him, and all of a sudden the client falls onto the floor and is having a seizure. The lawyer immediately called an ambulance who took him to the hospital. But at the hospital, they quickly learned that this individual unfortunately suffers from epilepsy, which causes him at times, unfortunately, to have these seizures. Wherever the story took place, apparently they charge for ambulance to take a patient to the hospital. And the lawyer received a bill for the patient to be for this patient's transportation to the hospital, which the lawyer wants, obviously, this individual to pay. The patient says that if the lawyer would have first checked, they would have with his family, they would have immediately told him there's no need to call an ambulance. This is what happens at times and the seizures pass. The halacha is that the patient, the individual, has to pay for the ambulance. Because Tosfos here in our Sugi Inema Mavriach Ari says that even though if I am Mavriach Ari from my friend's property, I chase a lion away, literally, from my friend's property, I cannot ask for payment for that. Tosfos says, in a situation where there's a clear and imminent danger, and there was no way for the person to consult. So the Torah tells us, as we discussed at the end of last year, the Rambam, that I have the obligation to do whatever it takes to save this individual. On the contrary, we discussed in that shiur, the Rambam says that if I don't do everything that I'm supposed to do, I'm over the lav of like Samid Aldam Reyecha, and therefore, this is not a situation of Mavriach Ari, and I'm entitled to be compensated. However, if I would have had the opportunity to first call the family of this individual, there I don't have a right to get paid back for this cost. Oh, and therefore, in this case, under normal circumstances, you see somebody falling with a seizure. You have no way of knowing that this person is an epileptic. The halach is that I could get paid back for the cost of the ambulance. Moreover, the Sefer Mishpatei Torah makes an interesting observation. It's in general not a wise situation that people should be put into a situation where if they spend money to save someone else, they won't be paid back. Because if that's what's going to begin to happen, people are going to be reluctant to help other people. And there will be, unfortunately, situations where people need to be helped. And therefore, the best and smartest thing is just to pay back without any question. But when we discuss the subject of Mavriach Ari, the Paiskim from the earliest poskim, discussed the halacha of pereya chovei shel chaveri. If I pay off my friend's debt, do I have the right to come back and ask to be paid back for the loan that I paid for him? The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat Simakuf Chaf Ches Sif Aleph says that if I pay off somebody else's debt, I have no right to demand to be paid back. And the Shach brings more than 30 Paiskim that say that that is the halacha. And therefore says the Shach that even in a situation where I was typhus, where I seized the money that I laid out for another loiva, I'm going to have to return that money. The Shach and the other Paiskim give a number of reasons why HaPerei Choyve Shel Chaveroi, if I pay off someone else's debt, I don't have a right to ask to be repaid. One is, we make the assumption that when I paid, which is really based on Rashi, Devei HaMaskel Eima, here in our Sugya, Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that when I pay off someone else's debt, my original intention was L'Shei Mitzvah. Later, I decided I want to get repaid back. And therefore, all it is it's considered a situation of Mavriach Ari V'toich Sadeh Shel Chaveri. Even though, as we quoted in the previous year, Tosfos points out that if I am a Shomer Aveda of somebody else's Aveda, or I prevent my friend's property from being flooded, I am entitled to compensation. Why over here is it different? So the main point to be explained, and this is what the Shach says, that the only time one could claim to get paid back for what he laid out is in a situation where it was a clear and imminent danger, and that the person who I laid out money for or did something on behalf would have had to spend money no matter what. But in the situation that we're discussing, for example, where I pay back a loan on behalf of someone else who didn't ask me to pay back that loan, the lawyer could always say, I could have negotiated that the loan should be forgiven. I could have negotiated better terms. Perhaps some friend or relative of mine would have agreed to pay my loan without expecting compensation. And therefore, the halacha is, it's considered like mavriach ari. I don't have a right to ask to get paid back for the money that I spent. Unless, of course, the loiva asked me to. Furthermore, says the Shach in Siman Kuf Chof Ches Sif Gimel, if it's a situation where it's clear that the malva, that the person who's owed the money, would have never forgiven the debt, then the halacha is that he doesn't have a claim, and there's no one that would have paid the money on behalf of the loiva, that he doesn't have such a claim, and there the halacha is that he would have to get payback. However, as we continue saying, therefore, if I see that something is going, that my friend is certainly going to suffer a loss that he doesn't know about, and therefore I laid out money to prevent that loss. When the loss is clear and obvious, there the halacha is that I can get my money back. Another situation that the Divrei Chaim, Shaul Satchuvus Divrei Chaim, Choshe Mishpat Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Aleph discusses. What would be the halacha if this person who owes the money made it clear that he intends to pay back his debt? He right now doesn't have the funds. He right now doesn't have the ability to pay that back his debt, but it is clearly his intention to pay back the debt. In such a case, I could get back the money from my friend, since I'm just doing what I heard from him that he wants to do. Another situation. There's a landlord who hasn't paid the bills on an apartment. The water bill, the electric bill, the gas bill, the telephone bill that were on this apartment from the previous tenant. The various utility companies are claiming that if this bill won't, these bills will not be paid, they'll shut the gas, the electric, etc. So I go and I pay these bills. I, the current tenant, go and pay these bills, asking the landlord now to pay me back. The halacha is that he has to pay me back, because these are bills that have to be paid, that there's no way to get out of them. Moreover, since I need these utilities in order to be able to live in the apartment, I have every right to say to the landlord that when I rented the apartment from you, I rented it with the assumption that I will have a livable apartment. And not having available these utilities is not a livable apartment. There's an interesting discussion nowadays from the Poskim. If the landlord could say to me, well, why did you have to pay the telephone bill? You could have just had a cell phone. And even if the telephone company won't be prepared to have a landline in this apartment because of the previous bills, that doesn't prevent you from having a telephone, because you could have a cell phone. In other words, the question is, nowadays where cell phones are so common and so usable, is saying that I need a regular phone a legitimate claim? What Besdin, however, does have to decide if such a situation comes up is if the landlord says, if instead of paying the bill, I could have negotiated with the various utility companies to get a discount, to have the penalties removed, and you just pay the bill and now want me to have to compensate you, it becomes the obligation on Beis Din to make indeed a determination if such a claim is true.